Log Talk Radio.
English Simias, 1. You have given me worries, my dear friend. 2. You shouldn't have refused to come to a meeting. 3. But not only was I worried but also my father and Quetzal as well as all the others. 4. Therefore, father has also come along today. Billy, I understand you already, but there was simply no other option for me. I first had to have various things clarified before I could see you again. Ta, 1. If I understand correctly, you want to say with this that you would have never held to the contacts anymore if the things hadn't been clarified. Billy, exactly, ta, so it was meant by me. Simias, 5. Are you serious? Billy, certainly. Simias, 6. You could have simply done that without further explanations? Billy, certainly. Simias, 7. I don't understand that. Again and again, you give me new riddles. Ta, 2. He really would have done that, and I also know why. Quetzal, 1. I am also of this view. Simias, 9. But why then? 10. I don't understand that. 11. After all, he would have destroyed everything. Ta, 3. That would have been the case, but it would have also had its justification. 4. Consider, my child, that already for a long time, our friend has sought to explain all possible instructive knowledge to his friends and members of the group and to make them knowing through this, but over and over again, and this already for years, very serious failures arise, which are solely due to the fact that, completely deliberately, ones act contrary to his explanations. 5. In various cases, it even happens over and over again that, completely deliberately, the teaching presented to them about this is ignored because they, with their personal egoism and jealously, cannot agree with it, as this is also the case with various other matters of an emotional nature and material desires and other things. 6. And since this has already been going on in such a way for years, the measure quite simply had to become full once, and our friend had to take self-protection measures. 7. That's why he acted in such a way and would have also truly broken off contact with us if something grave hadn't changed. 8. That's how I see these things. 9. Is this right, my friend? Billy, you hit the nail right on the head. Quetzal, 2. I have also seen the same. Simias, 12. Now I understand, and I honestly have to say to this, that very much more was expected of you, my dear friend, and was laid on you in tasks, works, and obligations than what a human being is really able to bear. 13. But nevertheless, you have taken everything upon yourself without ever murmuring and have fulfilled your duties, though sometimes also somewhat delayed. 14. But still, you have always completed everything and have even done much more than what you actually should do, as we know this now. 15. Indeed, we weren't able to recognize these things properly for some time and, thus, also didn't understand, but then the cognition also spread out in us. 16. And if you have now acted in this way, that you didn't appear at our contacts, even though we prompted you to them several times recently, then I understand that now and can give you no reproach. 17. The whole thing is obviously such as what Father has stated, that you simply couldn't continue anymore because various members of the group always acted incorrectly, and everything had to be so tiring for you. 18. I honestly have to say that I myself would have never borne everything for so long in this way and that very much more was added to you in works, obligations, and tasks than what a human being is able to cope with. 19. Another human being in your position would have already collapsed after a few weeks or months and either wouldn't have recovered from his collapse or, if he did, wouldn't have continued his task. Ta, 10. I am also of this view. Quetzal, 3. That is of correctness. Semyas, 20. Surely. Billy, so, and I am not asked about this at all, eh? I find that your words go a bit beyond observations and are, perhaps, aimed at pepping me up morally, so that I will continue in the old trot. Everything sounds so damn much like adulation that I can't close my mind to this impression. The truth is simply this, it has been on a notice board for me, and I didn't want to get in contact with you again or continue everything anymore, under any circumstances, if two or three important things hadn't changed in our group. In particular, something was in my gut, which I had already explained umpteen times over and over again in the group, but this simply didn't want to be accepted, so namely the problem with love, concerning which views prevail in certain group members, which cannot be reconciled with the truth and reality, which is why I have now also wedged myself behind explaining the law of love thoroughly once with a small writing. See here, these pages, these contain my draft relating to this, for which I would be very happy if one of you could still study this today, in order then to tell me whether or to what extent everything is right and what still needs to be changed in it. Quetzal, 4. That is good. I will take your writing to hand, if you want to give it to me. Billy, of course, here. Many thanks for your trouble. Quetzal, 5. You owe me no thanks, but hear what I would first like to explain to you. 6. My friend and I have finally succeeded in designing and constructing the apparatus intended for you, according to which you are to come to me once every 8 days starting from next week, in order to let yourself be treated. Billy, okay, quite dear thanks for that, also to your friend. But while I'm already at it, I still have a question concerning the Sahar Center. You once told me recently that you have automated everything in the control disk, according to which after a 90-minute resting period of a person, a new storage automatically enters into function again. This information was, unfortunately, given outside of our actual contact conversation, according to which I don't have this in writing now, and thus, it can't be made accessible to the other group members. Hence, could you still quickly explain these things to me once more? Quetzal, 7. That is of correctness, and so, I will state the data once again. 8. For security for the future and the possibility of a central incarnation, the Sahar Center was built to our specifications by your group members. 9. The Sahar Center, however, holds dangers in itself, in reference to the possibility of dubious use by outsiders and evil-intentioned ones. 10. So that no opportunity is offered to such elements to make use of the Sahar Center for a central incarnation, everything is to be automated in the future time in such a way that a fluidal force registration becomes totally eliminated right away, as soon as an unauthorized person wants to make use of the center. 11. This automation proceeds from the fact that a certain rotation in the times of use of the Sahar Center must be kept and completed and that the elimination of the stored forces of the unauthorized person concerned must take place immediately, as soon as an error in the time of use and the rotation appears. 12. In a simply stated and explained way, it looks like this. 13. To simplify all things related to the Sahar Center, and so that in the future, all such concerns can be determined by the core group members, without them requiring any data or information from us, everything became automated on the following data and work values, purely internal group interests and data. 14. In addition, it is still to be explained that the automatic control mechanism built into the control disk isn't functioning in the desired form because some special technological accessories are still to be installed. 15. Thus, the automatic control mechanism still presently functions in the way that with an erroneous occurrence of a new storage that isn't kept in its precisely prescribed values, a total elimination of all stored fluidal forces of all previously registered group members results, but this shouldn't mean any danger if the persons responsible for the Sahar Center adhere to the required times and are always mindful of the fact that the 90 minutes aren't exceeded. Billy, good, then that is now clear. By when do you think that this machine will function completely? Quetzal, 16. By the 2nd or 3rd of November, it should be possible for me that I can still complete everything. 17. Until then, you just have to be careful enough that no errors occur because I would hardly be able to change them, which means that a new storage would absolutely have to be kept until then, if one would appear. Otherwise, all storages of all group members would become eliminated. 18. I wasn't able to regulate this differently because I have to solve some problems so that, in the future, any negative forces are automatically eliminated if such should go into action through any person in the Sahar Center, and indeed, already upon their delivery, so that the same thing can't happen some other time, as this was the case with Amarta. Billy, I find that good. Then in the future, a very serious problem is, indeed, solved through this. Quetzal, 19. That is of correctness. 20. We must be able to be absolutely certain in the future that such degeneracies or the like won't happen anymore, which is why I have to change everything. 21. Many group members have given me occasion to act in such a way because I had to find out, through their thoughts and actions, that everything isn't addressed and done with sufficient seriousness and that everything is often even willfully handled in a malicious manner. 22. Thus, it has arisen that all possible safety precautions are truly not only appropriate but also necessary. Billy, you're probably right about that, unfortunately. Quetzal, 23. It is of correctness, I know, but now, I will devote myself to your writing, while you shall be oriented by some Yasanta about many future events, as I promised you at our last contact. Billy, okay. Then just go ahead. Semyas, 21. You may not make too premature public use of the data and remarks that my father and I will give you now and, therefore, may not disseminate them only in your group, but not in the public. Billy, certainly not. I can really be silent. Ta, 11. That is well known to us, for otherwise, we wouldn't give you any information. Billy, how is it? Then, with this, may I hand over that which has already happened to the group members in each case? I mean, may I publish the relevant contact pages in each case when the events recorded on them have happened or when the coming events are forthcoming shortly? Ta, 12. That is granted to you. 13. 2 or 3 days before the arrival of the events, you may openly inform the group members about the impending events and, thus, may give them everything in writing. Semyas, 22. Sure, for then, they can't cause any damage anymore with the written reports. Billy, good, thanks, that's really something. Semyas, 23. Before I initiate you into these things, I would still like to ask you a favor, which moves me very much. 24. If you come back into the situation that you no longer endure all things, then please don't interrupt your contact with me. 25. Please be aware, always and under all circumstances, that I am your friend and will always try to understand you, even if you don't want to continue everything anymore, if you should truly decide on that, but I don't exactly hope now that you will do that. 26. Even if you would lay everything down from yourself, you should have the assurance that I wouldn't want to break off the contacts with you, and certainly neither would Father or Quetzal. 27. You should, therefore, be clear to yourself about the fact that even after laying down of your task, our friendship and connection would continue to exist. 28. I still wanted to tell you this. Billy, that's very kind of you. Girl, and it is. Damn, Ta, 14. My daughter speaks from my heart. 15. It really should be like that, if sometime, you no longer Kandanu, which we don't want to hope for, however. Quetzal, 24. That is also of correctness for me, because I join this thought in every respect. Billy, thanks, I thank you all. You can really get to my kidneys, damn it again. Semyas, 29. You are unchangeable, even in your emotions. 16. That is so, and your cannibal should also finally become aware of that. 17. You are not to be changed, in any matters. 18. Greet her cordially for me, but tell her that she should think thoroughly about herself and you once. Then, she will understand much better. 19. I have found out various things through some analyses, and that's why I say that. 20. At the same time, unfortunately, I also had to note some very deplorable things on her part. Billy, I can already piece some things together. Semyas, 30. Sure, because you are, indeed, right at the source, only that this sometimes gives quite bitter waters from itself. 31. But nevertheless, greet her also for me, and tell her that I carry her with me in love. Billy, you say that very beautifully, my child. By the way, I am to give you all the dearest greetings from all group members and also from some others. Semyas, 32. Quite dear thanks for that, and also greet them all for me. 21. That should also be the case from my side. 22. I wish everyone good welfare and much joy. Quetzal, 25. I don't want to stand back there with. 26. Pay all my dear and cordial greetings as well. Billy, I will do that, but may I quickly bother you once again, Quetzal? Quetzal, 27. Do you have a question? Billy, I do, my son. You know that I have a new typewriter, and I would like to try to type the contact reports with this in the future. Would it be possible, perhaps, that you could do something, so that I can do this? You know that all the other machines are out of the house, which means that I practically don't use them anymore and have passed them on and now other people type on them. Quetzal, 28. I understand. You can only use these apparatuses with difficulty because they have somehow become foreign to you, and due to other people working with them, the mechanics have shifted, whereby you would have difficulties. Billy, exactly, that's it. Do you also have the same problems, then, with yourselves? Semyas, 33. Sure. Billy, is that, perhaps, also one of the reasons that all or at least many of you have your own beam ships? Quetzal, 29. That is the true reason, that is of correctness. 30. We use other apparatuses that aren't adjusted to us of every type only if some circumstances require this. Billy, that's interesting, but how does it stand now with the fact that I can use my new Adler typewriter for typing the contact reports? Quetzal, 31. If you can maybe wait for 5 to 8 days, before I will transmit the report to you, then it can probably be arranged that I can develop an electronic speed inhibition and install it in the transmitter. 32. Thus, you could then write in a slower form because the transmission would come to you more slowly. Billy, good, thanks. With that, I could also correct serious spelling errors and such to some extent because I have a mechanical error correction key on the new machine. Quetzal, 33. Then I will take care of it, but you still have to wait a little, as I already told you. 34. It may take several days, maybe 5 to 8, before I'm ready. Billy, that's fine, many thanks, Semyas, 34. Then now, I can inform you of the other things, or do you still have another question? Billy, no, not at the moment. Perhaps later, So just calmly begin at once. Small bullet translator's note, Meyer has often been criticized for not releasing detailed, prophetically accurate information until after the prophesied events have already occurred. In this connection, the following information, from Semyasa's 35th sentence up to and including her 100th sentence, was first published in the English language as part of the first appendix of Wendell Stevens' book, Message from the Pleiades Volume 2, which has a copyright date of 1990. Wendell preceded the translation of this section with a very interesting note, which appears on pages 351 and 352, part of which reads as follows. In a contact on the 19th of October 1978, a discussion of detailed, prophesied events came up. We jump forward here to that contact, at this time, because the time of taking down the petal prophesies is the time of these present contacts in 1976. Also because I was able to personally observe the outworking of some of those prophesies in 1979 when I was in Europe. One of these was the invasion of North Vietnam by China. Another was the storming of the Iranian embassy in London by London bobbies, and a third was the abdication of Queen Wilhelmina of the Netherlands in favor of her daughter Beatrix, all of which I had been told to expect by Edward Meyer before the event actually happened. In a discussion of this in his house on the 9th of March 1979, Mr. Meyer offered to show me his restricted notes on prophesies that had already come to pass. Wanting evidence for myself, I asked for copies of the pages listing only the events mentioned which had already occurred. I was fully aware of Meyer's promise to both Semyas and the Petal Sphere, not to reveal events before their time. He handed the notes to Ava and sent her out of the room to make copies of those pages for me. While she was doing that, Meyer was called to the telephone. While he was still talking on the phone, Ava came back with the copies and handed them to me, which I stuck in my briefcase. When Meyer came back from the telephone, he asked me if I had been given the copy pages, and I said yes and patted my briefcase. When I looked at the notes later, I discovered that Ava had misunderstood and gave me more pages than Meyer intended because there were prophesies that had not yet been fulfilled. I decided to keep Meyer's promise not to release information on events before their time, but when I got home, I allowed two good friends of mine to read the notes in full for future confirmation. Those two men were Major Rudolph Pestalozzi, USAF, Ret, and Mr. O. Richard Norton, former director of the Flandreau Planetarium at the University of Arizona in Tucson. Semyas, 35. So then listen carefully, 36. As the first sign of the advanced fulfillment of the determined turning point, a sect massacre will take place, for which many political personalities will bear great guilt. 37. Through murder and forced mass suicide, some 200 children and about 1,023 adult human beings will meet death, but out of all these, only a number of approximately 1,000 will yet be discovered. 38. This tragedy will occur in Jonestown, a settlement site in Guyana, named after the megalomaniacal and consciousness-impaired sect leader Jim Jones, who, with a large part of his fanatical followers influenced under hypnosis, has immigrated to Guyana and created a settlement site there, where he holds his believers like slaves. 39. Through recommendation letters of many political personalities of America, he has succeeded in the immigration with his followers into Guyana, where he leads a barbaric regiment. 40. By the time after the middle of November, it will have come so far that he evokes a massacre through compulsion, hypnosis, and fanaticism, to which well over 1,000 human beings will fall victim. 41. Very many will voluntarily take a poison offered to them and will also kill their children with this, while others will be forced to do so and the remainder will fall by bullets of murderous hands. 42. The extremely degenerate sect, called People's Temple or People's Church Union, is very active politically and is supported by American politicians who bear very great guilt for the fact that it can come to this horrible massacre, as these were the ones who paved and opened all ways for the insane Jim Jones doings. Billy, that is, indeed, horrifying. Is there no possibility, then, to prevent all that? Something must still be able to be done. Semyas, 43. No, there is no possibility, for these events must happen because very many important effects are connected with these, which will take place particularly in America. 44. You yourself will then play an authoritative role in this because after the events, you shall then direct a message from us to the American government and to the American people. Billy, and what should this message contain, then? Semyas, 45. You will learn that at the given point in time. Billy, fine, but how do you imagine that I should reach the American government? If I write to them, they will never receive my message. I know this from experience. Semyas, 46. That won't be so. For today, you maintain the authoritative contacts, so the message will reach its destination. 47. We will still give you corresponding instructions in this connection. 48. This task is incumbent upon you and us even then, when things shall happen between us, which will be very unpleasant. Billy, what, now, should that mean? Semyas, 49. You'll see within a short time. 50. But do you still promise me that you will take on this task anyway? 51. For various reasons, we cannot do this ourselves and also can't delegate anyone else, by which I mean Earth human beings, who aren't available to us, unfortunately, apart from you. Billy, okay, I won't chicken out. That's a promise. Semyas, 52. Sure, you tend to keep your promises in honor, but be aware that the fulfillment of the same will come very hard for you because very unpleasant things will happen. Billy, you can count on it. I won't avoid my duty, not in any way. Semyas, 53. That is a word on your part, as one can't expect it any differently from you. 54. I am very grateful to you. Billy, nonsense, make no fuss of it. Tell me rather, what all is still coming for the world, which you wanted to tell me anyway. At the same time, it would also interest me very much, whether the Shah of Persia will really be overthrown after the New Year and be expelled from Iran, as I had calculated. On the other hand, I also wonder whether the Adept Voyager 1 sent out by the USA will obtain good results at Jupiter? Semyas, 55. According to our calculations of the flight path of the probe, this is to pass very close to the star and to several moons of Jupiter, which means that good results have to be obtained, if the apparatuses of the observation equipment work flawlessly. Billy, does that mean, therefore, that the time comes when the scientists will discover that the so-called red spot of Jupiter is, in truth, a self-rotating, funnel-shaped storm hole in the wildly surging high surface of this unfinished sun, and that this funnel hole forms the center of a gigantic and many thousand-year-old storm? And does this also mean that it will now be found out that not only do Saturn and Uranus have a ring system, but also even Jupiter, only that it is, indeed, of a very different kind than the other two at Saturn and Uranus? Semyas, 56. Surely, that should actually be ascertained, for the probe will be steered so close to the celestial body that it should record these things. But that will hardly be the case because Jupiter's rings consist of nearly invisible particles that are so minutely small and transparent that they can only be registered as clouds with special apparatuses. 57. Jupiter's spot, however, will be recognized as a mighty storm. Billy, aha, and so, Will it also not be found out that the ring clouds around Jupiter, to a large extent, consist of tiny particles ejected from large volcanoes of the moon Io, which are, in part, captured by Jupiter, while the greatest part of all the ejected material, however, falls back to Io and, in turn, almost covers up practically all volcanic openings and also falls on the plains and mountains. By what means this moon, in contrast to the other moons of Jupiter, exhibits no too great crater landscape but rather a fantastic evenness, despite the many craters. Simmias, 58. You listened very carefully to my explanations on your flight travels with me and have admirably retained them in memory. 59. Are you still able to remember other things? 60. These facts will, by the way, be ascertained with certainty by the observation equipment. Billy, well, I naturally still know some things because I haven't forgotten everything that you and Ty explained to me. I can still remember well that the various large moons of Jupiter bore various colors, such as red, yellow, brown and white, as well as orange. I also remember that you told me that Jupiter should have actually become a sun, but the mass was too small for this star to really be able to develop into a sun. Nevertheless, the whole formation essentially consists of liquid helium and hydrogen. Also, I still know that you or Ty explained to me that, primarily, potassium salts and sulfur compounds would form the surfaces until deep down inside and that everything had been deposited as a very thick crust after the enormous masses of water had given way on this satellite. In particular, I think I remember that you said that specifically the moon Io was once completely covered by water. If I remember correctly, you told me, I no longer know whether it was you or Ta, that the moon Europa is the complete opposite of Io, that the masses of water there didn't evaporate and didn't change. Rather, they froze into a gigantic sheet of ice. In addition, you told me many other things and gave me explanations, of which I still know a great deal. Thus, you also told me that the moon, which I designated as an enormous chicken egg, is only about 200 kilometers in length. I think it was the next moon of Jupiter, whose name I no longer remember. Simmias, 61. You have an admirable memory in all things. 62. The moon, which you've just mentioned, is called Amalthea among you. 63. The moon Io, of which you said something, is, by the way, the most volcanically active planetary body in the Jupiter system. 64. But that was already explained to you at that time, if you can still remember. Billy, of course, I don't forget such things so quickly. At the time, you said that this moon is much more volcanically active than the Earth. Incidentally, I also still remember very well that you explained that the kilometer-wide cloud formations in the storm funnel of Jupiter move at a very high speed and rotate counterclockwise. Simmias, 65. Sure, I explained that to you. Billy, I now just wonder whether I still remember correctly about the volcanism on the moon Io. If I am right, you explained that the volcanic eruptions there occurred by elemental power and resembled enormous explosions that hurl out their ejection material like atomic bomb mushrooms, whereby some would reach heights of up to 180 kilometers. Primarily, these should concern dust particles, gases, ash and a little magma, which reach centrifuge speeds of up to 2,300 kilometers per hour or higher, because through the missing atmosphere of the moon, only a slight opposing force is present. In addition, you said that the greatest part of all ejection material falls back to the moon, as I already mentioned just now. The rest, so you explained, becomes pushed out into space, where a portion is then attracted by Jupiter and very slowly condenses itself and its ring system into a heavy formation of sulfur ions. Is that right? Simmias, 66. Your recollections are very accurate. Billy, okay, so that's good. What still interests me and what I no longer know exactly, in Iran, another civil war of short duration is still to break out shortly before the overthrow of the Shah. Do you know when this will be? Semyas, 67. Sure, on the 9th, 10th, and 11th of February, 1979. Billy, the whole absurdity will, indeed, cost many human lives, if I'm right. Even so, around 1,000 death sentences are then to be carried out afterwards under the auspices of the murderer Khomeini. The whole thing is, in truth, not just purely political from Khomeini's and the Shah's side. Rather, it will happen because Khomeini wants to take revenge on the Shah because the Shah's father let Khomeini's father be murdered long ago. Is that right? Semyas, 68. Sure, that is correct. Billy, good, I just wanted to know that. Semyas, 69. Then I can still inform you of other, more important things. Billy, if you permit, I would still have but one more question. Semyas, 70. Just ask, for you would, indeed, give it no rest. Billy, you're probably right about that. Semyas, 71. So ask, then. Billy, it concerns Vietnam and China. Will China really attack Vietnam at the end of February or something? And will it really be just a pro forma attack, which represents the very first precursor to what repeats itself at a later time and what will then form the actual starting point of a war, at least by that part which will be started by China, if the thoughts and actions of those responsible don't change to the better? Semyas, 72. You know about these things very well and also know that everything will be inevitable. Thus, it will, in fact, arrive. 73. So why do you ask? Billy, I just wanted a confirmation, nothing more. Semyas, 74. You have thus received it. 75. Can I now go on? Billy, of course, that was, for the time being, my last question, until the next one. Actually, this already fits, but I'll gladly still wait with it, if you have more important things. Semyas, 76, just ask, for otherwise, you'll give it no rest. Billy, once again, you were probably right about that. Well then, my question is this. Your official details about the number of Jupiter's moons aren't right because they only correspond to a part of the truth. To my knowledge, this giant planet has 17 larger moons and several smaller ones, as I learned from tuttering the Great Journey. Semyas, 77. That's right, but for certain reasons, that may not become known on the Earth before the month of September, 1979. After that, this fact will then no longer play a role. 78. By the way, at least two other moons of the planet will be discovered by the American scientists in the course of their evaluations of Jupiter's images. Billy, then it won't be only one? Semyas, 79. I told you that they will discover at least two, after which then only three of the larger ones and several of the smaller ones still won't be known to them. Billy, that is, indeed, something, but I'll be silent about that. Semyas, 80. That is also of urgent importance, but on the other hand, you were able to be silent, without it causing you difficulties. 81. For this reason, I will also entrust to you, likewise under the obligation to maintain secrecy, that a lot will be decided for you and all group members in the next year. 82. As usual, these decisions will be connected with serious lies, destruction attempts, and intrigues, which will primarily go out due to the brothers H and K and their N.O.W. as well as MF-83. You and LC should even be taken before a court. 84. But you shouldn't be disturbed by this because through these intrigues, lies, and destruction attempts, you all will be able to register the first great success in reference to the publicizing of your NR mission. 85. Thus, It will be that Japanese television will make a good film in your center about our interests, after which then soon, in the month of September or October, 1979, also the first book will be completed and sold. Billy, human child, that is some piece of news. But why, exactly, will Japanese television come? Simias, 86. This will be the merits of your American friends. 87. The first book will also be given in print by them, and this work will be one that cannot find its equal on earth. Billy, is it the one that Wendell Stevens has written? Simias, 88. No, it concerns another one, filled with your best shots of our beam ships. Billy, there, I am but curious. But why, then, must I be silent about that? Simias, 89. Because through this, many of those of your enemies can still create big lies and intrigues and spread these worldwide, which will then be recognized as such by the film and the book, by what means the spreaders of lies and intrigues will suffer a tremendous defeat and become non-credible all over the world, which is necessary. Billy, regular psychological warfare. Simias, 90. That's right. It really represents such. Billy, then I can, indeed, look forward to everything quite calmly. Simias, 91. Certainly, you can do that, for there is no need to worry about it. Billy, okay, then one may be content. Do you still have other things in stock? Simias, 92. Sure, even very important things, which will also bring you work. Billy, in what way? Simias, 93. It concerns coming events, upon whose occurrence you are to compose a brief writing, in order then to hand this over to various governments of the earth. Billy, you know, nevertheless, that I've already done that several times, but no reaction had ever come from it. Simias, 94. Sure, but you should still strive for these things at the given point in time. Billy, I can do that, of course, but what does it deal with, and what should become of it, if no success arrives again? Simias, 95. I will explain the connections to you in a moment. 96. If no reaction should occur upon your efforts, then the work was, unfortunately, in vain. 97. But at the same time, your honor obligation will have been fulfilled, to try a change to the positive for a threatening and serious political turmoil, which can lead to nasty, destructive riots and wars and those things that were already transmitted to you as prophecies in the year 1976? Billy, you give me a riddle, for I don't know what you're talking about. Simias, 98. Think of the prophecy of the threatening Third World War. Billy. Ah, now the penny has dropped. You speak of the prophecies, in which there is talk of the overthrow of the murderer Emperor Shahanshah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, of whom you have, indeed, already spoken, and of the death of the Yugoslavian dictator Tito, who shall pass away in the next 3 years, when Saturn shines its light on the earth, and of the invasion of the Soviet Russian army into Afghanistan at the end of the year 1979, as well as of the re-election of Indira Gandhi as Prime Minister in India and her then following death, which will shake the entire Indian nation, as well as of the alliance of the Americans with various Middle East and Far East countries, to which still the alliance of the Pakistanis with the Chinese comes, along with many other events to be expected. Simias, 99. Sure, I speak of that, but no prophecies were transmitted to you in such detail because those details weren't mentioned in them. Those come from your own calculations. 100. At any rate, you haven't received them from us. Billy, I'm sorry, I have, in fact, somewhat calculated the events to be expected. Simias, 101. My words shouldn't be a reprimand for you. Billy, then I've misunderstood you. Simias, 102. You surely haven't made it public, but only talked about it in your group. Billy, That's right. Simyas, 103. Then everything is, indeed, good. 104. Have you calculated any other details?
Billy, I have, namely some political machinations, which must lead to the fact that the ways are actually paved for the fulfillment of the prophecies.
Simyas, 105. What possibilities have you calculated?
Billy, for example, I have discovered, as I already said, that the Pakistanis, and to be sure, the West Pakistanis, will make a military and politico-economic alliance with the Chinese, so these can find an unhindered inlet into Pakistan. This must lead then, according to Adam Rees, to the fact that the Chinese will then possibly settle in Pakistan and open the way and appropriate up to the western part of the Indian Ocean, by what means the exit and access road from and to Arabia is then already opened for them, should they want to advance one day, if the prophecy should fulfill itself, into the Middle East, in order to fulfill the prophecy there. In addition, my calculations yielded that the Americans could get involved with the Pakistanis and the Chinese because they have to fear an advance of the Russians from Afghanistan to the Indian Ocean, through which the whole situation becomes even more muddled and through which the Russians are forced to further steps, which could produce rather bad consequences, and this would be the beginning for the fact that the bear then breaks out, as this is written in the prophecy. Moreover, it also arose from my calculations that the scorpion, even Indira Gandhi, in her nature of instability and intrigue strength, can suddenly take a catastrophe-wielding political step in the direction of Russia, which could mean a renewed threat to overall world peace, for then the Russians would also gain a foothold there, namely in India, and thus would again have a free way to the Indian Ocean, like if they would penetrate through Persia or Pakistan, whose rulers are so childish and inadequate and ignorant that the possibility must also be given to them, that they will pave and open the ways for the Russian army. All the calculations show that the situation could become so very muddled that the right action resulting from it can only be recognized with difficulty. To this still comes the confusions of various non-aligned and other countries up to Europe, as well as the instability and lack of directionality of the leaders of these countries, who are worse than teenage children in their decision-making power and illogic, so also from there, further malicious political threats, intrigues and unconscious destructive factors are still lurking, which could contribute their part to the beginning of the downfall, even though at the time of the first world-shaking crisis, after the invasion of the Soviet army into Afghanistan, some super-clever, special politicians, etc. will claim that a third world war cannot threaten anymore. However, these super-clever ones and know-it-alls don't bear in mind that the Third World War won't break out all of a sudden as such, but that, as the beginning already proves and as it will soon prove itself again after the invasion of the Russian army into Afghanistan, several individual countries will first get together in the wool and allow acts of war to break out from this, before the larger unions of various countries are found, which could then lead to the World War. The UN and NATO will then no longer have anything at all to report about this, and to be sure, already then when the Russians march into Afghanistan, which, incidentally, they have to do at the end of 1979, for they are obligated to do so by a contract, therefore, they will properly march in there and not make an incident of war, as it will be maintained. The UN and NATO, however, will become jumping jack organizations after this incident because they have never been so developed in their sphere of influence, as this would have had to be the case. Those responsible of these two organizations, and those involved in them in other ways, were and are, in truth, never capable of developing these organizations into what they basically should have become. Thus, they won't be able to receive enough power and respect for themselves at the given point in time to change or even just authoritatively influence the threatening world political situation, in order to attain a change to the positive. But at the same time, these leaders aren't capable of this, so even they, with their two organizations, can't change anything in the impending fulfillment of the prophecies if, within a period of 1 year, the beginning of the one-day possible bitter end in the third millennium begins to develop itself. Simyas, 106. You have dealt with these matters very thoroughly, so not just a little. 107. Yes, your remarks, unfortunately, correspond to the bitter truth, but some things could still be changed for the better in everything. If you would compose an explanatory writing and submit it to the governments, and if your remarks would then be dealt with, which isn't clear, unfortunately. 108. But still, you should write these remarks and declarations at the appropriate time, and to be sure, in the month of February, 1980, and submit these to the state governments of the earth. Billy, if that is your wish, then I'll do it, of course, but to tell the truth, I expect nothing of it, for one won't listen to a single human being, especially when he is labeled as a spinner and visionary, as this is the case with me. Simyas, 109. Nevertheless, you should do it. Billy, okay, your wish shall also be mine. Then should I also mention details and exact data with this, like, for example, the date of death of Tito and that of Indira, as well as the sad and murderous misery that will break out in Persia after the taking over of power of the insane Ayatollah Khomeini. And should I also mention the inglorious end of this one and of the murderous Shah, which approaches the two? Simyas, 110. No, you may not make any public announcements about that, as this would lead to confusions and catastrophes, for which you could never take responsibility. Billy, then those events are also taboo, which will happen in Germany, Switzerland, and in America, and which will also range outside of politics? Simyas, 111. You must also be officially silent about those, also about what will occur in the South American countries, in Africa, and in various European countries and bloody events of a political and criminal form. 112. You should also make no more predictions, as I've already advised you. Billy, by that, do you mean only the politically criminal ones, which will exhibit unusual degeneracies in the future, or the criminally criminal ones, which will fall into similar malicious courses like the political ones? Simyas, 113. It applies to everything. Billy, and what about the fanatical murders, suicides, and massacres from the religious sectarians and terrorists, who will start regular slaughters? And what about, for example, the Queen of Holland, who should resign, according to my calculations, in the spring of 1980? Do I also have to be silent about that? Simyas, 114. If it concerns such harmless things, like the resignation of this queen, then the disclosure of your knowledge plays no major role, for this queen isn't in a world political situation that could provoke the important changes through an early disclosure of the fact that she wants to leave her office. 115. In addition, until now, I knew nothing about the fact that this queen wants to rid herself of her office. 116.